They say about 25 to 30% of people over the age of 65 will be affected in some way. So it's an awful lot of people. And as you know, we've got an ageing population around the country, not just in Kent. So it's more and more of an issue.
Absolutely. So you've been funding various different projects in Kent. Can you just tell me about some of those and what they are all about?
Yeah, sure. So in fact, just yesterday we had a panel meeting, and one of the grants that was agreed was for Age UK in Medway. We awarded them £5,000 to buy a special multimedia resource for people with dementia. So it's a special piece of kit, essentially, which has music and sounds and lights and images, and it's really effective in kind of reinvigorating, actually, people with advanced dementia. It stimulates them and enhances their life for the period of time that they're using this piece of equipment. So that was just yesterday. We have throughout the year, we're awarding grants to organisations that are working with people with dementia. We have an elderly and isolated themed fund which focuses on that particularly. So another organisation we've funded is Fund of Films, which is a community interest company working out of Canterbury, and they ran a beautiful project, actually. It was called A Few Words About Me. It was all around poetry and the written word, and it brought together groups of people with dementia and also their carers, and encouraged them to write poetry, different standards of poetry, obviously, but it was quite a moving experience for everyone involved. And then they produced this lovely film of people reading the poetry. That's the kind of thing, that's the kind of work that we're lucky enough to support.
Do you have some sort of things that you sort of recognise, the types of projects, and what are the sort of ultimately the aims behind these different projects?
The aim of all of our funding really is to address disadvantage for people living in Kent and Medway. So that's across a whole range of themes, but around dementia particularly, it's around bringing people together, it's around improving the quality of life, sort of offering a bit of a creative outlet, because it can be quite lonely living with dementia. It's also about giving carers of people with dementia an opportunity to get together and to chat and to have a bit of respite, because it can be really, really hard work looking after somebody with dementia. So it takes a toll on the carers as well. And these projects usually kind of offer something to both. You know, it's a double. Everybody kind of wins with these projects, actually. They're very, really positive.